Richard, I know you're busy. I greatly appreciate the time. I've been following what you're reporting on the TV side of things, but for our listeners, want to just give them the latest details, because I know as they look out now and it's just raining a little bit, they may think that you guys missed it, but that's not the case. It's just a little bit later arriving than maybe you thought last night at 10.
Yeah, absolutely. And good afternoon. By the way, we are watching rainfall at the city of Tuscaloosa, but as you go northwest of town, places like Hamilton, Fayette over towards Sullivan, Vernon, we're already seeing that transition to snow. And you're right, it is a little bit later than expected. We're waiting on the upper level low to get to us, and that's that pocket of cold air we need for snow to happen. And that's going to be happening this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. Should be ending sometime a little later tonight, especially after the midnight hour. All the snow should be out of here. But really, if you're watching or soliciting from Interstate 20 points south, this is going to be mainly rain for you. In fact, it's raining now, but to the north of that, that's really where we're concerned about. Places just to the north of Tuscaloosa and just to the north of Birmingham for some significant snow accumulations later today.
Now, if you're driving on 20 and you're going Tuscaloosa south or whatever, you say raining now, but will it be cool enough to freeze later on, or are we expected later in the night for it to be a little better in that regard?
Yeah, the main issues we're talking about is for areas that get snow on the ground. Temperatures are above freezing for the most part in most areas. They are touching the freezing point in parts of northern Alabama, but the main concern right now is if you have snow on the ground, it's going to start to stick on the roadways this afternoon, primarily where that heavy snow belt sets up. And I really think that's going to be just on the north side of Tuscaloosa and Birmingham. Where that heavy snow falls, the roads are going to be very dangerous this afternoon, this evening. And, hey, you're right, tonight, as temperatures get even colder, we're going to have a lot of black ice on the roadways. And I really think that's going to be on the north side about 20. But anybody along Interstate 20, let's keep an eye on it.
And just again, finally, and we'll remind people that you are giving updates every half hour on WVUA at the moment. And of course, you'll be on it at 5, 6, and 10. But do want to, again, in terms of the timeline, what are we primarily looking at for the biggest area of concern? Basically, when do you need to make sure you're where you need to be for the rest of or a good portion of the evening, unless it's an emergency?
Yeah, if you're north of Interstate 20, really any time from right now through tomorrow morning, I would stay off the roadways until we can get above freezing tomorrow around about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. After that, even where it snows, there shouldn't be any more travel issues. But south of I-20, you're just going to get all rain with this. This is a pretty interesting setup. The border is right at Tuscaloosa and Birmingham, and that makes the forecast really tricky because, as you understand, forecasting winter weather in Alabama is tough. We're in the deep south. We're close to the Gulf of Mexico, and it's very hard to predict. And when the rain-snow line sets up right over a major city, it makes things very complicated and tricky for people watching.
Richard, I know it's very, very busy day for you. Thanks for pulling away for a couple of minutes and keeping us updated. And we'll remind people to keep it tuned to you and also the website as well for WVUA, where they'll have the latest information. Remind us of that site once again, Richard.
Yeah, if you go to WVUATV.com, you can click on Weather Blog. Got lots of updates on there. Also on Facebook and Twitter, you can look me up on Twitter, Richard_WVUA. Also, you can look me up on Facebook. I'm on there as well. Pretty easy to find. Just search Richard Scott. But we will have lots of updates on there. And again, top of the bottom hour cut-ins on WVUATV this afternoon. And we'll be here. We'll be watching things. If anything changes, if you join us on TV or online, you will know about it.